Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Sherelle McMillan of Inside Carolina here. And Sherelle, Carolina had an easy win last night against Western Carolina. And granted, the talent level is certainly different, but Jelik Felton looked really well, shot the ball well, and getting extended minutes with Seventh Woods out can only help the freshman.
Carolina is going to need him because with Seventh hurt, there's really no natural backup point guard other than Felton on the roster. You know, we've talked about it a lot of times over the last few years since that Kendall Marshall injury back in 2012. Roy Williams has vowed that he will always have 3 point guards on the roster. And with Seventh out indefinitely, you know, all the backup minutes will pretty much go to Jelik. And over this stretch of games before they start ACC play, I think it's a really good chance for him to really get in Roy Williams' good graces, because he hasn't always been this season a chance for him to really experience what college basketball is. He seems like a player who kind of the more he plays, the better he's going to get. And, you know, it's unfortunate what happened the Seventh, but the only positive to come out of it will be that, you know, Jelik will know the minutes he's going to get and he'll be in the game. He'll be engaged. And, you know, the skill is obvious. It's just a matter of fine tuning, as Roy Williams said, and learning how to play in college. I think for Jelik, you know, one thing that's really important with Jelik is being engaged. And you hear Roy Williams talk about it over and over again. He doesn't say necessarily the word engaged. He might say he needs to play better defense. He needs to be more involved. But that's what these minutes are going to do for him. They're going to allow him to be in the flow of the game to kind of lose himself.
Felton and his Tar Heel teammates will have an 11-day break before heading to Tennessee on December 17th. Carolina's ACC season starts December 30th against Wake Forest.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.